As the COVID vaccines are more widely available, some parts of the Ohio Valley have seen demand for the shots slowing down. The Ohio Valley Resource found 58 counties around the region where less than 20% of people are vaccinated, far below the national average. Vaccine hesitancy is a concern as states hope to deliver enough shots to reach herd immunity against COVID-19. As Corinne Boyer reports, misinformation is a big obstacle to ending the pandemic.
Phyllis Gibbs is checking in for her first dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine in Marshall County, Kentucky.
You feel sick today?
Nope.
But she didn't get to this point easily. She wouldn't get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because it was paused on April 13th. She's heard about side effects from the second dose of the Moderna vaccine, but it was her son's experience with COVID-19 that convinced her to get the Pfizer vaccine.
And he was so sick. So if this prevents me from getting the way he was, he called me. He was at the emergency room. Of course, I couldn't have gone and seen him. He was afraid he was going to lay there and die. And may not be around. So if it prevents me from being that way, I'd recommend anybody get it.
Gibbs is now one of the 1.6 million Kentuckians who have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. On April 15th, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear announced the availability of 500,000 shots and urged people to get vaccinated. 10 minutes away from Phyllis Gibbs' vaccination site in western Kentucky, some had already received their COVID-19 vaccine, while others were more hesitant to get a shot. Kentucky resident Jill Beatty was among tourists on vacation in the town of Grand Rivers.
First of all, it's a shot. It's an experimental shot, and I am not planning on taking it until we have more information.
Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines have been authorized for emergency use in the U.S., and surveys show more Americans seem willing to get a shot. But despite safety assurances from health officials, a Kaiser Family Foundation survey last month found high levels of hesitancy among some groups. Republicans and white evangelical Christians were the most likely to say they're not getting a vaccine.
All of my Republican conservative friends are not going to be taking the vaccine, especially if they have any intelligence and do any reading for their own.
Studies have shown that these COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Army veteran Robert Martin from southeastern Missouri was also visiting Grand Rivers. His military experience made him comfortable with the COVID-19 vaccines, which he believes have gotten bad publicity.
Well, there is too many false rumors going around about it. People who they say they're experts, but they're really not.
Local health officials find they have to counter those rumors. In Upshur County, West Virginia, Susan McKissick is the nurse director for the county's health department. McKissick is busy trying to protect the public on two fronts, against the virus and misinformation.
I had a person tell me that they weren't going to get the vaccine because we had trackers in them. And I just looked at them and I said, really? And they said, yeah, you know, it's that chip they're putting in you, it's trackers.
McKissick says it was the craziest thing she'd ever heard. Recent news about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine could make her job even harder. Federal health officials paused use of the J&J vaccine because of a few incidents of rare blood clots. But with time, she says, opinions will change.
When they see that everybody that's had Moderna or Pfizer has not dropped dead or grown a third horn out of their forehead or become deformed or had a deformed child, I think things will change.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Corinne Boyer.
The Ohio Valley Resource is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.